G'day punters and welcome to Winning Post's preview podcast for the weekend of Saturday, September 30. I'm John Barker. Joining me this week only Joel Marshall. Carl a bit busy apparently, although I could have sworn he was just sitting there yammering away for the last 25 minutes, Joel. But anyway, it'll be short and sweet.
Working the phones.
Big weekend in sport. AFL Grand Final, NRL Grand Final, three big days of Group 1 racing. And plenty of decent racing on Monday too. And Winning Post, of course, has got you covered from Friday right through to Monday. Kicking off on Friday at the Valley with an intriguing 1,000-metre Group 1, the Charter Keck Kramer Moya Stakes. And Joel, what are you? Any key Everest runners here? Russian Revolution expected to go on the merry way, but a bit of a worry from the gate.
Yeah, really interesting race. I can't remember the last time I've seen sort of four emergencies for a big Group 1 feature at the Valley, so they all wanted to run in it. Unfortunately for some, they'll have to wait another day. But yeah, it's a really intriguing race. Russian Revolution, as you mentioned, pretty short and has got that tricky gate. Then you've got Malaguera Voodoo Lad also with tricky gates, and She Will Reign, probably one of the most interesting runners. We haven't seen her since she won the Golden Slipper. She's looking at the Everest, and she returns here with the 50 kilos on her back. But I'm going for one at a bit of a price, actually.
Well, why don't you tell us all about it right now, and then we'll go through the rest of the black type at the Valley.
Yeah, well, I've gone for number six, Darren. Look, he's an entire. They want a Group 1, obviously, for his CV to go to stud. I reckon he'll be up and ready to go because this is a good chance. He's drawn well. He improved, went to another level last prep. He won the Group 2 Arrowfield Sprint in Sydney. Beat a couple of Group 1 winners in Global Glamour and Impending. He went to Queensland, was placed in the 10,000, and wasn't bad in the Stradbroke behind Impending, finishing midfield after drawing 16 of 16. He's jumped out nicely, as I said, drawn well. Mark Zara's in form. 20-1, I'm happy to have something each way on him. To beat number two, Malaguera, such a good first up record. Yes, he's drawn the tricky gate and he's going to need a lot to go right, but he's just outstanding first up. Five, Russian Revolution in for third, and I'm going to throw another bit, one at a bit of odds in for fourth. Number 12, Sweet Sherry. Not a bad mare, and I like her fresh record and her Moonee Valley record. She might be one to include at odds too, but I'll be backing Darren each way.
She Will Reign for me, the filly. With just the 50 kilos, number 13, to beat Russian Revolution. Terra Vista, great first up horse, $17, and Shidel for fourth, so 13, 5, 1, and 9 for me. Earlier on the card, we start the black type with race 3. The Simpson Construction Scarborough Stakes, over 1,200 for 3-year-old fillies at Group 3 level.
Yeah, with number 1, Hootson, she's going to be a pretty warm favourite. Thought she was pretty good in the McEwen first up. She wasn't afforded any favours in the run 3 wide throughout, and looked like maybe going to run last on the turn, but she fought it out well to run third. Drawn nicely, Jeff Lloyd, regular rider, back on board, and she should be pretty hard to beat. Number 10, So Far So Cool, the ex-Kiwi. I thought she'd improve plenty coming off her first up run when fourth at Sandown. Two, Broadband, drew wide first up at the Valley, drawn much better on Friday night, and three, Split Lip, did a good job down the straight last start.
Yeah, no argument there. Hootson would be giving these a hell of a lot in a handicap. It's level weights. One, Hootson to beat five, Fox Swift, four, Invincible Star, nine, Mintha. Skip to the first leg of the quaddie, race 5, MSC Signs, JRA Cup, Group 3, 20-40 metres.
Yeah, tricky race, not one I'm probably going to get too involved in. I've ended up putting number 5, Boom Time, on top. He's a pretty consistent horse. I thought his first up run was excellent. Forgive last run, he did plenty of work in the run when caught wide. Drawn barrier one, he's going to get a soft trip, and if he gets the brakes at the right time, I think he'll run well each way. To beat one, Tavago, class runner, he wasn't bad first up in the Maccabi Diva. Two, John Snow, also dropping out of those weight for age races. Third up, he should be primed and ready to show more. And seven, Berisha. Three duck eggs, but I reckon he's ticking over nicely. Showed nice improvement last start, and he'll improve again on Friday night. 5-1-2-7.
Similar for me, but I've gone Tavago on top, number one. To beat 6, Foundation, 2, John Snow, and 5, Boom Time. Race 6, second leg of the Quaddie of the Valley on Friday night. Zoostar Stocks Stakes for the 4-year-old and up mares, 1600 Group 2.
I've gone with number 11, Smart As You Think. Not well placed at the weights, but excuse me, she's a talented mare. Her only win was at the Valley. Her two runs this time in have been real eye catchers, certainly when she stepped up to the Group 2 Let's Elope last start. That was an excellent effort. She'll be running on if that's the pattern of the night, and she'll be hard to hold out from three. Lizzie L'Amour, Forgive first up run. She was expected to run well in the Darto, and she pulled up with issues, so Forgive that. She's much better than that, obviously. Seven, I Am a Star. Should be ready to improve now. Gets out to the mile, and number nine, Jennifer Lynn, next best.
Yeah, I'm with I Am a Star. One More Chance was really expected to be hard to beat. Back to Mares last time. Sticks with Mares this time, and one more go at the 1600. We shares the Group 1 record. To beat three, Lizzie L'Amour. One, Hell or High Water, the very much in form. And for fourth, number 11, Smart As You Think. For race seven, we have already done Joel tipping Derren, I tipping She Will Reign, the Moya Stakes. We finish off the quaddie and the meeting with race eight, Johnny Walker Stud Stakes for the three-year-olds, Group 2, 1600.
Yeah, I'll certainly be getting involved here, backing a couple at odds and boxing a few up in the multiples. I've gone with number two, Azazel, on top. I think he's desperate for the 1600. He was a first-up winner of the 1,000. He was good at the Valley, second-up. He then stayed at 1,200 for the Dane Hill, and he ran nice late splits there up to the mile. He's always looked like that trip would suit him. So I've gone his way to beat number one, The Mission. He needs to improve a lot, but quick backup. He's getting fitter. He's a free-going, bold type. Yes, he did drop out in the Golden Rose last week, but it was a hectic pace, and he's going to need to step up on Friday night, so I think he can. 12, Mighty Quinn, really like this horse. I think he's going the right way. We didn't get to see him in the Derby Prelude on Wednesday. He was scratched as an emergency. I think he's going to relish getting onto a bigger track and maybe a Derby type, but I expect him to run well on Friday night. And 10, Holy Snow, impressed winning a maiden last start.
I'm with four, Masculino, two good wins this time in, good form out of the last one to beat. One, The Mission, three, Showtime, and two, Azazel. Masculino was in fact my best on the card, race eight, number four, and my value bet, race four, number four, Super Maxi. Joel?
I made my best, So You Too, race two, number 11, one of the races we didn't cover. He's going to need luck from barrier one, and he's a horse that often races without luck, but he's got plenty of talent, and hopefully Jeff Lloyd can just navigate a path, because I think he'll be too good, and my value was Derren in the Moya.
Randwick is the venue, Royal Randwick, for Sydney racing on Saturday. It is Sydney's Super Saturday, although, of course, the Group 1 action stretches out over the next, well, Group 1 next week and then $10 million race the week after. But this card is always superb quality, packed with plenty of interest. We see the first two-year-olds of the year step out. In the first two races, we head up towards three Group 1s later on the card. So we'll take you right through it, apart from race 9, which is not a black type race. But race 1 is the Arrowfield Breeders' Plate. This for the two-year-old colts and geldings over 1,000 metres at listed level.
I've gone for one, Bondi, led in his trial, did it pretty comfortably, looked to have a fair bit up his sleeve. Three, Heimel, also won his trial in good time. Five, Performer, came from off the pace to win his trial. Hugh Bowman does ride him ahead of Bondi, possibly the alliance with Chris Waller there, but worth noting. And in for fourth, number two, Eclectic, who won his trial at Warwick Farm. He came from off the pace, so I expect him to be doing his best work late. 1-3-5-2.
And the Fillies division is race two, the Keeneland Gimcrack Stakes, 1,040-year-old Fillies at listed level.
Yeah, wasn't one of the quickest winners of the morning, but number two, Bold Ariel. I liked the way she did it. She was visually impressive. She settled 1-1. Adam Hieronymus asked her to let down shortly after cornering, and she did. She put a gap on her rivals, and I think she's a good value bet there. Six, Witherspoon, wide gate certainly made her task tougher, but she was the quickest winner of those Canterbury trials. 10, Great Love, chased her home under a pretty good hold, and from the good draw, maybe she can turn the tables from their trial. And 5, Satin Slipper, well-bred filly, won her trial nicely. 2-6-10-5.
Race 3 at Royal Randwick on Saturday, Schweppes Dulcify Quality for the 3-year-olds at listed level over 1600.
Yeah, not a race I'm overly keen on, but I've gone to Sambro. He improved second up. That was a midweek race against older horses. Back to his own age group. I think the 1600 will be fine for him. 3, Hypnotist, was wide at Newcastle and battled on well. 6, Langley, a promising type. I think he'll get better as he gets over further. And number 8, Chosen Assassin, is a maiden, but it was a strong maiden that he ran second in last start.
Race 4 at Randwick, Ilvi Appliances Hill Stakes, Group 2 over 1800.
Another race that I'm not overly keen on, but I've gone 5, Morris, who's third up here out to the 1800. He was good late in the tramway. Wasn't as good in the Cameron second up, but they ran quick time there. Distance rise certainly in his favour. For McIntosh, he's got the class. He just needs to improve a little bit now. Third up, One Sense of Occasion and Six Spectroscope. Both those might be better with Given the Ground, which they probably won't get, but their class will take them a long way.
First of the Group 1s at Royal Randwick is Race 5, Flight Stakes, 1,600 for three-year-old fillies.
Former number one, Champagne Cuddles, four runs this prep, placed in all of them. She was super in the Golden Rose last week, came from last, off that hot pace, but really good effort against the boys, and she'll be very hard to hold out. I think number three, One More Honey, is the slice of value. She was held up early in the straight in the T-Rose and got out late, hit the line nicely. Number four, Cellar Girl, was running on strongly in the T-Rose, and I thought the best roughie, maybe 10, Lover Lover. Going to get better as she gets over a bit further, but back to filly's grade, she can improve at a bit of odds.
Race 6, Santos Coffee Premier Stakes, Group 2, 1200. Chautauqua tops the bill.
Exciting race. He's going to be flashing, and he'll probably get there, but look, I've gone with number 10 In Her Time. She's going to have a head start on him. She went to a new level last prep. She was placed in the Stradbroke Tats Tiara, and fifth in the 10,000, wide gates every time, and she was very brave. She's trialled super into this from barrier one, just hoping she can skip a bit of a break. Chautauqua will be flying. Nine English was good first up in the shorts off a wide trip, and three takedown will strip fitter.
Race 7 is the big one at Randwick on Saturday. It's the TAB Epsom Handicap, 1,600 metres, and it's worth $1 million.
Not jumping off, coming through. He's won both starts this prep. He's gone forward both times. I don't think he necessarily has to, and I think from that wide gate they probably will ride him a bit more conservatively. Joe Marrera to ride, Michael Walker unable to make the 51. He needs to step up to this level, but I think he can. I think he's up to it. So I'm with the 11 each way to beat 10 Egg Tart, obviously with that bit of a query, fitness query leading into this, with a bit of an eye issue, but if she gets the okay from the vets, I think she'll run well. She was good first up off a hot speed. One Happy Clapper, he's a super horse and he'll run really well, despite giving weight away. And 9 Tom Melbourne, unable to win this prep, but he's going super. 11, 10, 1, 9.
And last of the Group 1s and last of the black type races at Randwick on Saturday is Race 8, the Metropolitan, 2400.
Number 1, Libran, he beat a few of these in the Kingston Town second up. It was an excellent win, and I think on that he's clearly the one to beat. He's a superior horse on top of the ground. Forget his form in the autumn on wet tracks. He'll be very hard to beat here. From 10, Foundry, whose two runs in Melbourne have been good, he gets into this with a lightweight and back out to the 2400. I think he's the value play. 2, Who Shot the Barman, and 6, Antonio Giuseppe, very honest.
So, all right, your best in value bets at Royal Randwick on Saturday?
Libran in the Metrop is my best, Race 8, number 1, and my value, I've made it In Her Time, Race 6, number 10.
All right, Mornington is the Metropolitan venue in Victoria on Saturday with most eyes on the AFL Grand Final. And I can tell you that my best there is Sin to Win, Race 2, number 4. Has been just knocking on the door since arriving in Australia and gets an ideal chance to break through here over 2,000 metres. And my value bet is Race 5, number 9. Typical John Barker value bet. Race 5, number 9, Toy Boy, comes up at $2.60. However, it'll be value if it wins. Morfordville, I don't suppose you've had a look at either, Joel.
I haven't done the form for Morfordville. I do see there are a couple of listed races there, however.
There are. Race 5 is the Tokyo City Cup, over 1,800 metres, where our Daniel Nuttall likes number 2, Bolf's Choice, to go on his winning way from 1, Artica, 7, Brown Ben, and 6, Corkum, whereas Daniel Borg likes Corkum, as does Carl very often, but he has sort of does need to regain that form fairly quickly, and he's at a decent old price to beat 2, Bolf's Choice, 5, Victory Downs, and 7, Brown Ben. The other black type race at Morfordville on Saturday is the UBET WH Wiley Handicap, over 1,100. And this sees Benz is Daniel Nuttall's selection, number 8, to beat 3, Lope de Carpio, 9, Desert Lashes, and 1, Crystal Dreamer. But Daniel Borg's best for the program is number 1, Crystal Dreamer, for Matt Ellerton and Simon Zara, to beat 6, Cool Passions, Cool Passion, 8, Benz, and 9, Desert Lashes, who is, of course, looking to make it 9 races unbeaten.
I will mention in that first race in Adelaide, I know Daniel Borg's very keen. She's come up very short, but number two, Glam Guru, is a filly I'm also really keen on. And I think if she wins Saturday, they might have a throw at the stumps at the 1,000 guineas in a couple of weeks. She was in the prelude, but they've elected to stay home in Adelaide, and yeah, she's a really nice filly.
All right, well, after a few relatively light Saturday meetings in southeast Queensland, we head to the Sunshine Coast this time. It is massive. There are 10 races. Joel, talk us through your best and value bets.
Yeah, my best and value, they come up late in the day. My best is Mystic Opal, race 10, number 2. She's had the two runs back from a spell. Thought she was super first up. Last 50 metres, she was attacking the line hard. She backed up a week later and perhaps was just a little bit flat. She still ran well, ran third, and a clear third at that. She should be peaking on Saturday, third up from a decent gate. Even though Manias is in form and hard to beat, I think Mr. Copal will be very hard to stop. My value bet is in race 9. It's number 2, Hotel Cost. He won one of these Class 3 Saturday races last prep and was competitive in Class 6 company. He returns here in this Class 3. He's been runner-up all three second-up runs. Couple others earlier in the day, I think Supreme Effort, race 4, and 8, Divine Service, numbers 2 and 8 there, I think could be a good Quinella, and race 8, number 8, Rajah Ampat, back to his home track, will be hard to catch as well.
Belmont, once again, the venue for Perth racing on Saturday, and Greg Hooper likes race 7, number 6, Floyd, who looks a cut above these, even rising to 1,200 metres. And may lead, may not, either way, should win. Value bet, race 2, number 2, No Mean Feat. Impressed in both starts, has had a layoff but been tuned up with a nice trial. Gets all the favours from gate 1. Earlier, across the Tasman, they are racing, Joel, at Pukekura and Ellerslie.
Yeah, smallish meetings. 8 races at Pukekura. My best is in the first. My value's in the last, so we'll try and bookend the card. Euphoria, my best, race 1, number 4. Promising sort. She was brought across to Queensland, but she only had one run. It was at a midweek Ipswich meeting. She didn't show her best there. Back home, first up, she'll be very hard to beat. My value is Chela Schwa, race 8, number 11. Won well, 2 runs back. Forgive the runs either side at Hastings. They've been in tougher races. She looks well placed here with the light weight. Ellerslie, just a 6-race card. My best bet is Mercella, race 2, number 3. She'd handled the heavy conditions fine until last start. It was about a heavy 20 there at Ellerslie, and she just didn't get through it. Heavy 11, assuming it's not as bad as that, and it won't be, she can bounce back. And my value was Inaminka, which is race 6, number 1. Going okay at the moment. Claim helps. Back to the rating 65. That'll certainly see her be hard to beat.
Alrighty. That takes care of a big Saturday of racing around Australasia. But we bowl on into Sunday. And before the NRL Grand Final kickoff, we have 4 big black type races, group races indeed. A Group 2, a Group 3, and 2 Group 1s at Caulfield. We start with Race 5, the Schweppes 1,000 Guineas Prelude. Group 2, over 1,400 for 3-year-old fillies.
Yeah, well, I've gone on record as saying she's so high on the racing.com early predictions for the Group 1 Majors would be the 1,000 Guineas winner, so I'm tipping her to win the Prelude. She was very good in the Atlantic Jewel. She was pushed wide on the turn off that slow pace, and she was attacking the line hard, drawn well. She's going to get every opportunity to measure up. Clearly number one catchy, above average. She beat the boys in the Dane Hill. She's a deserved short-priced favourite, but we'll go 8 to beat 1. 6, Booker, also comes through that Dane Hill, and 2, Scholes, who did win that Atlantic Jewel, beating She's So High.
I am with the obvious catchy number 1 to beat 2, Scholes, 3, Limestone, and 6, Booker. Race 6 is the Colts division, which in typical Australian fashion, for some reason, is a level below the fillies. Although it is worth 26,000 less, I suppose. This is the Ladbrokes Caulfield Guineas Prelude. 1,400 also to set wets and penalties.
And we see the Guineas favourite, number 3, Royal Symphony. He's going to be an odds-on pop. He's drawn wide. He's going to get back around Caulfield first time. Kemantari, the Godolphin Colt's going to have a head start on him from a lovely gate. They bypass the Golden Rose to have a go at the Guineas. And I reckon Kemantari, from the position he's going to be in running, is going to be very hard to beat. If Royal Symphony beats him on Saturday, well, he'll beat him again in the Guineas. But I'm going Kemantari. I'm keen on him to beat. Three Royal Symphony, he was outstanding first up. No real knock on him, just apart from where he's going to be in the run. Two Summer Passage, I thought, did enough in the Danehill. And in for fourth, number 10, Lavendi, impressed, remaining unbeaten at Mornington.
I'm with you, Joel. Six Kemantari to beat Three Royal Symphony. 10 Lavendi for third, and 11 Vassa Geist for fourth. The first of the big ones, race 7, Highland Race Colours Underwood Stakes, 1800 metres. Winx goes to Flemington, Hartnell comes here, should be hard to beat.
Yeah, it should be very hard to beat. He was good in the Mackayby Diva in defeat. They went quick early, set it up for a closer, and Humidor, well, he was just outstanding. But Hartnell was certainly still very good, and I think he can get back in the winner's stall. He's going to have to overcome the very talented Kiwi mare, Bonnyvale. It was probably a substandard Darto that she won, but she looked good doing it. Number 6, Single Gaze. I thought her Mackayby Diva effort was really good. She kept coming out wide. She's drawn lovely. This is the sort of race where she can posse up handy and give cheek at odds. And number 2 in for 4th, Blackheart Bark.
Yeah, I've gone for Bonneval to beat Hartnell. 8 to beat 1 from Sambavar, number 9. Obviously needs to step up. And good old Blackheart Bark, number 2, 8, 1, 9 and 2. And intriguing handicap is race 4 to, is race 8. The Keno Sir Rupert Clark Stakes over 1,400 metres at Group 1 level.
Yeah, it is a really intriguing race. We've got a couple of horses just coming through listed company that are high in the market. I'm going with the proven number 3, Scales of Justice, obviously. Group 1 winner in the West. We saw him measure up really well in the Bobby Lewis. Very erratic late down the straight there, but he was excellent running on behind Redkirk Warrior, so he goes on top for me from 10 at the Answer My Friend, one of those horses I mentioned coming through the listed race at Flemington. He won really well. He's going to press forward with that light weight. Number 5, Grand Rosso. I think he's going super and ready for a Group 1 assignment. Drops a lot in weight off that second up win. And in for 4th, number 14, Mr. Sneaky, who did run second to the Answer My Friend.
And they're the two I've got on top. 10, the Answer My Friend, from 14, Mr. Sneaky. 3, Scales of Justice. In for 4th, number 5, Grande Rosso. My best, and it's no great spoil for punters on the Caulfield card, is Hardham, who is just pitched in at the weights in race 3, number 1, and is justifiably about $1.60, and would not expect him to start any longer than that. And race 4, number 11, is my best, Count Da Vinci for Scott Brunton over from Tassie. Just an open race, and look, it might not be the time of year for these Tasmanians to do the dominating that they often do in Melbourne in winter, but I do like Count Da Vinci, race 4, number 11. Joel?
We've already covered the races that my best and value appear. I've made Kemantari my best, and my value was She's So High.
All right, well, that wraps up a huge weekend of racing across Australasia. As I mentioned, it does, of course, kick on into Monday, a public holiday in many parts. And we've got fields for both Warwick Farm and Gawler, as well as fields in the small format for a couple of the other venues. Once again, apologies that we can't run a Echuca Monday, but these days the Victorian Monday meeting does accept after our deadline. In fact, the day after, so there is no possibility of us running it. But what we do have is some great form for 3 meetings on Friday, all your usual coverage on Saturday, 4 more on Sunday, of course, including all those Group 1s and pretty much fields for everywhere we haven't got form for, and all your favourite features as well. Still only $5. So two things before we finish, Joel. Your selections for the two grand finals and your best $20 bet of the weekend.
Storm and Tigers, so big Melbourne double, and Libran will be my best of the day on the punt in the Metro, race 8, number 1.
Okay, well, boringly enough, I'm going to say that the favourites are going to win the football games, and quite comfortably so. Storm and Adelaide. And my best bet for the weekend is going to be Moonee Valley, race 8, number 4, Masculino. Have a great weekend, everybody. Enjoy the football. Back plenty of winners, and we'll talk to you next week on the Preview Podcast.